I'm Jake.
And I'm John.
And this is Canine Critique. Well, here we are in Canine Critique.
Did you really start?
Yep.
Well, I thought you were going to say welcome.
Yeah,
well, you zagged.
Well, what happened was I pushed to record and the screen was displaying a little weirder. So anyway, this is Canine Critique, you know?
Sweet. We're back after 2 weeks.
I guess technically three, you know?
Yeah, technically.
We watched a dog movie this time. It's been a minute, you know? We had the puppy sode, and then you know what? Just, it got real busy.
Schedules didn't work out. My mom was in town, and I completely forgot we were going to record.
Yeah, I, like, had the table set. I was, like, ready to go.
The table. The chair.
Pop some popcorn. I fluffed up John's comfy chair, and I was, like, time rolls around.
Man,
like,
we're going to watch whatever movie we're going to watch.
Probably just be a little late, you know? Not a big deal. 30 minutes later, and I'm like, John, you good, bro? And he's like, yeah, about that.
I'm at Olive Garden with my mom.
I'm like having a way better time than I would have had if I were there, dude.
It's true.
And so I just went back to playing Warzone with my friend.
Good.
And I have some news on that. I won my first match finally. After
that
like
night?
300 matches. Not that night.
Oh.
No. You were going to say, because it's me. No. I won
it. I'm glad I did.
Ago. And now I can uninstall the game. That's all I needed to uninstall the game.
Yeah.
In fact, that was the most recent match I played. It was a couple days ago. I haven't played since.
Dang.
I'm probably going to play, but yeah, I don't know.
Cool. How was your week?
Besides winning at Warzone, as some of you may know who are listening, and if you don't know, but I'm going to tell you right now anyway, Salt Lake area where we record the podcast was just really windy.
Well, it was way hot for like a week.
It was super hot. Then we had like a couple of days. It was like, this is nice. It was like low.
And then size. Hot again.
Then hot again. And then boom, out of nowhere.
50 degrees, 40 degrees.
50, 40 degrees. And then
killer winds.
Where I live, it clocked in at 98 miles per hour right here.
That's right.
Right. Like it said the this street that we're on that goes up toward the east.
Yeah.
This is where they clock the max amount of wind. And
wow.
And you can hear it outside right now. You might.
Probably not. You can't hear the train.
We can. But if there is this thing that's right here on top of my apartment, that when the wind picks up, which it is, it buzzes really loud. So if you hear that, that's why. I bought earplugs so I could sleep because of that.
My area in Salt Lake where I live is just... power outage.
Power's out. Water's
trees
out.
Are just...
Look trees at this. Are everywhere.
I drove under... I thought it was over. And then I drove under this to get to work today. You can't see it. But
yeah.
Just like a tree that's just like ripped down the middle.
I was driving downtown yesterday to get to work. And I counted. There were 9 semi-trucks just pulled over. Just like on the side. And I'm like...
On its side.
Yeah. Just... like, what in the world?
How do you get it off the road?
Like, I think what had happened was, like, your drive truck, you can tell. You should probably pull over, you know? And they were like, I got to get somewhere safe. And right there, it's just not, you can't, there's nowhere that'll block you from the wind. And so they were probably already pulled over. And then being on that side, like, if you're in the far right lane, that's one of the buzzing, but that's not the buzzing.
Is the train here?
Is that the train?
Nope, it's just it is.
Oh!
Wait, no, I don't actually know.
It's definitely the train. It's so constant. I searched trains time instead of a subject generator.
Oh, great.
I love train time. Welcome to train time! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hey, John, what's the strangest app, like phone app, that you have tried or heard of?
Strangest?
Yeah, like the strangest, weirdest, wildest.
There's this app called Sleep Cycle. It's strange, but it's cool.
Okay.
It listens. You put it on your bedside and it like listens to you turning around and tossing and turning in the night to tell you your sleep quality, how much you snore, how long it takes for you to actually fall asleep from the time you turn it on at night.
Do you use it?
And it wakes you up gradually rather than...
I had one like that in high school.
I used to use it. I should get back to it though.
My watch tracks my sleep if I wear it when I sleep. I usually only wear my watch to sleep if I need it like for an alarm that I have to get up for.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm sleeping with earplugs recently and I use the watch for my alarm. But here's an app for you. I came up with it in high school. I'm going to put it out sometime. Scratch and sniff.
I hate this already.
You just download a picture and then you can scratch it on your phone and then sniff, and then it's a scratch and sniff app.
Okay, that's pretty good actually.
Yeah, I could sell it for 99 cents a pop. Copyright here on September 9th, 2020. That's my idea. If you do it, I'll sue you.
What if I do it?
Boom. I'll sue you too, John.
My lawyers, they're better.
Do you even have lawyers?
Not that I know of.
You hear that?
Oh, wow.
That's the buzzing. Sorry, you might not be able to hear it.
Holy crap.
Dude, it sucks. And it's like twice as loud in our bedroom.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucks freaking...
It's like an airplane flying over constantly, mm-hmm. though.
Like an like a remote control helicopter. Just like flying right next to your ear. The bzzz. Yeah. But anyway, that's it on strange apps. I thought we'd come up with something way different, but we were actually really helpful this time.
That sucked. Just kidding. I have a great story to tell. It happened to me yesterday.
Is it a dog story?
No.
Oh.
It's just... And you know what? Usually I tell a weird story of me at the library. This is akin to that, but I was not at the library. I was not even in Salt Lake. This was not a homeless guy that I know
where everything was blown over. You know, this podcast... I know. I'm hooked up. We might tell you if the power goes out, but we'll still be recording. Because I'm on the laptop today.
Okay. Anyways, so I go to, so I'm meeting my mom and my sister for Texas Roadhouse near where I work. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the Barnes & Noble. I go to the Barnes & Noble because I need to get a book for my novel writing class. I get the book and I'm like, let's go to the comic book section. Because there's like, since the pandemic hit, I've been waiting for books to come out and they have come out, but it's like, they're scarcely stocked. So I always check. I'm like, oh, they're there. And I just want... There's one called Superman, The Truth Revealed. It's recent. Superman reveals that he's Clark Kent to the world.
Wow.
Like that's the big headline, The Truth Revealed.
But like, don't only like 20 people know who Clark Kent is?
20 people in the world?
Yeah. Like, it's just like the people at the Daily Planet and like his mom.
Oh, know who Clark Kent is?
Yeah.
Well, I imagine, well, people read him. People read his articles.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I can't imagine.
He gets the exclusives with Superman.
I know
him and Lois Lane.
The exclusives with Superman.
Oh, he's also married to Lois Lane.
But hear me out. I mean, he's married to the writer, right? But it's like people in the UK, how they treat John Krasinski.
Oh, they're like, oh, you're married to Emily Blunt.
You're married to Emily Blunt. And he's like, yeah, but I'm also on a hit show, The Office. Like, you know, I'm like The Good Office. And he's like, you're right. But... You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're Superman, if you want to be Clark Kent, you don't want everybody to know that you're Clark Kent.
Okay, I haven't read it. I imagine he goes on the news as Clark Kent.
And then he goes, I'm Superman. And
then takes his glasses off and fixes his hair.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm looking. I notice a book by Grant Morrison. It's called The Invisibles. I start flipping through it, and this guy walks near. And I'm like, okay, cool. And he goes, how's it going? I'm like, good. Keep flipping through. He's like, what's that book you're looking at? And I'm like, nothing. I like close it. I'm like, it's called The Invisibles by Grant Morrison. I know who Grant Morrison is. I'm a fan of his work. I just was looking it through it or whatever. And he's like, oh, cool. So you know comic books pretty well. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm a fan or whatever. He's like, could you recommend any? Like, I used to read Batman comics in middle school. Would you recommend any? I'm like, well, Batman's always a good place to start. I recommend Batman Universe. I'm like, it's really great. You don't have to know much to get into it. Batman Hush, that one's like a must read. That's essential if you're a Batman fan or whatever. And he's like, okay, cool. I'd probably get into anyone on DC except Superman. Like, he's way too overpowered. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of people say that. I used to think that. But then I read read any Superman book and it'll probably change your mind. Like, read a book of a really good, like a author who really gets the character. It'll change your mind. So they probably know how to like, keep it even. I'm like, yeah, and it's more of a battle of the heart rather than a battle of strength and whatever and everything. He's like, okay, cool. And then he's all like, so what's what's your name? And I'm like, John. He's like, I'm Travis. Fist bumps me. I'm like, okay. And he like, I'm waiting for my mom to get to the Texas Roadhouse. I'm killing time here.
Yeah.
And I was about to just leave. I was about to get a book and leave.
Wait, hold on. You went with your mom to Olive Garden and Texas Roadhouse?
It's been a week, yeah.
Frick.
I know, she's nice to me. Anyways, so I'm trying to find a book while he's talking.
And this Travis guy is just like...
And he's all like, cool, yeah, man. He's like, where are you going to school? And I'm like, slick. Yeah, he's like, what are you studying? I'm like, English, creative writing. He's like, oh, what do you want to do with that? And I'm like, just teach English, you know, I don't know. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, I normally go to the... He was like, there's a lot of power outages today. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I normally go to the Barnes & Noble and Sugar House. But it was closed. I'm like, that's the one I normally go to. But I just work down here in Draper or whatever. And he's like, oh, what do you work at? I'm like, just a warehouse. I'm like, where is this going, man?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, that's cool. That's pretty cool, whatever. He's like, yeah, I did my associates at Slick as well, and I met this guy recently. I'm like, what are you trying to get me into?
No.
I'm like,
yep.
Are you trying to get me into a pyramid this scheme, is a man? Pyramid scheme. Let me know. And he's like,
did you say that?
No. In my head, I'm like, is this an MLM?
This is how this pyramid scheme conversation starts.
And he's all like, I met this guy. He's been helping me and my wife out. He's been telling us like, think 10 years ahead. Don't think about right now. Think 10 years ahead. And I'm like,
okay.
Oh, you mean plan? In my head, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, you mean plan? He's like, so instead of living in the moment, like year by year, like I was doing, like think 10 years ahead. I'm like, wow, it's crazy what that can do. And he's like, yep. And then there's silence. And I'm like, okay, just get the book and leave. And he's like,
yeah.
Have you ever thought of doing that? And I'm like,
it's like, that's what I do.
I'm like, I said, I probably should. And he's like, yeah, I'm like, you know, they tell you that in school, like plan ahead like that. He's like, really? No one's ever told me that before. I'm like, I'm like, are you hitting on me? I'm like, what is this? I am so confused right now, man. He had a mask on that said it was like some insurance company. I'm like, yeah. You can try and sell me insurance. Like, let me know. Come on. I'm like in my head.
Like what?
He just keeps talking to me. And I'm like, oh. He's like, so if I were to read a Superman book, which one would I read? I'm like, like none of the quintessential Superman books were on the shelf because I was showing him like, you can read Brian Michael Bendis, Man of Steel. He's pretty good. I'd remember that name. Bendis, Man of Steel. It's really good. Bleeds into some other books. It's really good. And then I found The Truth Revealed. It was right there. So I'm like, slipped it out kind of unnoticed. And I'm just, he keeps chatting with me. And I'm like, well, I'm meeting my mom and my sister. Oh no. And he said, yeah, I live in Mill Creek. And I'm like, that's where I live.
Travis from Mill Creek, my guy, for listening.
This is not good because I didn't tell him I lived in Mill Creek. I don't really live in... I'm done talking. Y'all know where I live now.
I'll just edit it out, dude.
No, it's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
No one's coming
for me.
Except Travis, if you're listening, if you're a fan and you recognize me. I'm like, is this the guy from high school or my past that like he recognized me with my mask on, but I didn't recognize him with his mask on? Anyways... I'm like, I'm meeting my mom. She's flying out tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We're getting one last meal. He's like, oh, you're not from Utah? And I'm like, let me go. I'm like, let me go. I'm like, no, my family moved to South Carolina, okay? And he's like, oh, that's pretty far. I'm like, yep, bye. And he's like, oh, nice to meet you, John. Fist bumps me. And then I'm like checking out. I'm like looking over my shoulder. I just listened to a podcast about the Golden State Killer, how he'd stalk people and find their routines and then kill them. And I'm like going to my car, like looking. I'll probably see this guy again. I don't know how, but it's like a weird story like that.
Well, frick, dude. That is nuts.
Yeah.
I hate...
Weird.
Just...
He was a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
But what? I think... It sounded like he had something to sell me. Like...
Yeah.
But we didn't get to it.
You just didn't get to it. That's freaking great. Wow. Well, what an entertaining story of somebody who needs a friend.
So if you live in Mill Creek, I don't.
your traps?
I legitimately don't. I just live around Mill Creek.
Yeah, well, Salt Lake City is just one big city.
Yeah, I don't know where Mill Creek begins or ends. I don't actually think I'm technically.
Where does Salt Lake City begin or end, honestly?
That's true. Provo.
I say
it ends at Provo, right?
Okay, there's Salt Lake Valley, right? I think, hear me out.
Do you live in Salt Lake, technically?
Me?
North Salt Lake?
Yeah, when I tell people, I say I live North Salt Lake.
Okay.
If they're not from around here.
Like, I technically live South Salt Lake. I think that's what I put on my address.
Yeah, see, South Salt Lake works.
That's like anyway. Half. That's yeah. Just...
yeah, but North Salt Lake isn't even Salt Lake. North Salt Lake is like, it's its own city north of Salt Lake.
That's true.
And
downtown is technically North Salt Lake. Yeah,
downtown is what I would call Salt Lake.
But it's sense? Technically... Because South is divided by I-80.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
hear me out. Yeah, there is a North Salt Lake that's north of downtown.
There's an actual city called North Salt Lake, right?
Yeah, it's just right here.
Bountiful, right?
No, it's called North Salt Lake.
Okay,
it's called North Salt Lake, yeah.
I don't even know where I live.
Isn't it called North Salt Lake? I swear it's called North Salt Lake. It's either that or it's Woods Cross.
I think it is. I drove by it today. I'm like, oh, that's Woods Cross.
North Salt Lake, city in Utah. Yeah, let me search. If I search South Salt Lake, city in Utah...
Wow.
Okay, I don't know. I need to learn more about Utah.
I actually don't know where I live, everyone. So yeah. Sorry, Travis.
Sorry, Travis. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying about Salt Lake. Oh, yeah, where it begins and ends, right? It's the Salt Lake Valley. So you got the point of the mountain just north of Lehigh.
Yep.
And then you got right here, this cutoff, the Davis County, Salt Lake County cutoff. That's Salt Lake.
That's Salt Lake.
Everything south of that line.
I guess I technically work in Salt Lake, too.
Yeah, you work in Salt Lake? Draper? That's Salt Lake to me, man.
What about Saratoga Springs?
Saratoga Springs, that's around the corner. That's
like south of Lake... Well, it's like...
It's past the point.
It's diagonal, but it is past the point.
It's past
the
point of mountain, so that's not Salt Lake.
So like Tooele and Grantsville, just in that basin.
Tooele and Grantsville, that's its own thing. Grantsville is just Tooele.
That's right.
And then in between Salt Lake...
My sister has a friend...
Salt Lake and
my sister has a friend from Tooele. She's like, I'm from Tooele. I'm like, is that... I don't even know what that is. Like, is it near Grantsville? She's like, how do you know what Grantsville is, but you don't know what Tooele is? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Freaking, I almost bought a Corvette from a guy in Grantsville.
I have a friend who teaches theater in Grantsville High School.
Shout out to our Grantsville listeners.
They're going to be like, so Mrs. So-and-so... I don't know if I should say her name. I'm not cagey. I'm a little cagey with what I'm revealing now.
Yeah, you are just like saying everything. Anyway, let's go back into the topic of something. How's some dog news? Welcome back to Dog News. It's your host, Jake News a Lot. How's it going, John News a Little? You had a good day? You had a good week? It's been windy.
More like John Snooze a Little.
Shut up.
Because I haven't slept.
All right. I have two things I want to say real quick. People Magazine did a study, or somebody did a study. It says new study. Dogs' heart rates, right? They increase by 46% when their owner says, I love you.
Wow.
How precious is that? Isn't that precious? Wow.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's see. Cuddling. Precious. Cuddling helps calm the dog's heart rate. And according to a study, dog's heart rates decrease by 23% on average from 67 to 52 while they're being cuddled. Aww.
Wow.
Dog owners out there, cuddle your dogs. Tell them you love them. And from CNN, robot dogs have joined the U.S. Air Force. Check it out.
For what?
Boom. Robot dogs.
Oh my gosh.
We watched Alpha and now it's coming true.
They're like the dogs from that vine.
Mm-hmm.
That vine that trips and it's like, they tell you that if you're fine, you just have to act like you're okay. You know that vine?
You're not okay.
When you're not okay. I looked up dog news and that's the first one is the robot dog.
Yeah.
And dog's heart rate. That's the second one.
Well, I also have some other important dog news. We're hiring. Dog news is hiring. What do you think, John?
I don't like it.
Never mind. I guess what I meant to say is we're coming up at the end of the podcast and we want our last episode to be real special. So if you want to be a part of the podcast, let us know. And by that, I mean, email us a voice recording of you doing dog news. Just find yourself one dog news article and read it for 30, 40 seconds. In the email, include your name, maybe where you're from. You don't have to. And we'll cut to you in dog news. One big last dog news hoorah from our global reporters. If you want to, you don't have to, you know? And if nobody responds, I won't even mention that nobody responds. I'll just...
Okay.
This is how it's going to be. If only one person responds, the more the merrier. There'll just be a reporter in the field that nobody knew we had the whole time. So...
Here's some more dog news.
That's some dog news. Back to you, John.
Here's my little dog news. It's called Sad Segment.
Oh!
Fall River, dying dog needs forever home for final days. So if you live in Fall River,
oh my gosh,
make a home for this dog forever. Woman charged in dog's death in rural Waterloo. That's all I know about it. Is it a coyote, wolf, dog, or a mix of all three? Portland residents and wildlife biologists weigh in. I guess in Portland, there's this dog that's terrorizing people's chickens. However, in the first paragraph, it said the biologist is confident it's not a coyote and it's a dog. So that's not really an article.
Well, are we done with sad dog news?
Three types of dog food recalled due to potentially high levels of mold.
Whoa. Store your dog food better.
Dang. Kentucky man claims he stole police canine after offering the dog a Vienna sausage.
That sounds like the bad guys in our movie that
we watched. Yeah, it does.
Freaking, here's the thing. I don't know a lot of people out there who have binged all five of the Air Bud movies.
If we had a YouTube channel, we would do a live stream of that.
We would.
And you'd watch us slowly go insane.
Just by the end of it, we'd be complaining about Josh being gone. But all the different recasts for the dad and for the girl. The mom, I think, was recasted once. Yeah. Or she's been the same mom the whole time.
I think they recast her once. The mom in the first movie looks completely different than the mom in this true. Movie.
But, man. But just the fact that they name-dropped Josh in this was just fine
enough. It makes it better.
It makes it better. It completes it. Josh didn't make it this time. I think he's done being the Air Bud movies. He's just moved on to bigger and better things now. I mean, this is 2003. But, you know...
17 years ago.
What can you do? We just need an Air Bud reunion. Air Bud 5 was come and went, and you know, I don't think a lot of people know about Air Bud Spikes Back is what it's called. Not Air Bud 5. It's your typical run-of-the-mill Air Bud movie.
Yep. I don't know but what worse. Else to say. It's not worse.
Let's talk about...
It is worse.
So her friend... She have
Andrea, Orange Peel sister.
Orange Peel sister, right? She
moves.
She moves to California, and
Andrea doesn't get over it. I thought there'd be an arc where she's like, I don't need my friend anymore.
Yeah, like I have new friends.
A boyfriend.
And the people who bought her house are from California. And the dude is like such a
chotch. They swapped houses.
Yeah.
Like the Holiday situation. You ever seen The Holiday?
No.
Here's a side tangent real quick. Ready?
I have seen The Holiday. Jack Black.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Here's the thing. 2 years ago, I flew to my family in South Carolina, like on Christmas Eve. And on the airplane, they had The Holiday. So I watched it. However, The Holiday is 2 hours and like 10 minutes. It's like way too long for a rom-com. The plane ride didn't last as long as the movie. So I never finished it.
Oh.
And then, last week, 2 weeks ago maybe... It's on Amazon Prime. So I'm like, I'm going to finish it while I draw. This is a movie that I don't necessarily care for. I didn't think it was that great when I first started watching it. But Jack Black's great. So I'm like, why not give it a go for Jack Black? My internet was so bad, I couldn't finish the movie a second time. The next night, same thing. I could not finish it. Finally, the other night, I could not sleep. It was a Friday. It was like 3 a.m. And I'm like, now's the time. So I watched like the last 20 minutes. It's not that great. Wasn't worth it. You know what I think is funny, though? Because Cameron Diaz can't cry. She's, like, lost the ability to cry over boyfriends. So she's like, I'll find true love when I can cry over love. So she leaves Jude Law at the end. And in the limo or the taxi, she starts to cry. And she's like, please pull over. He's like, it's going to be tough to pull over. She's like, I'll run. So she, like, runs. And there's, like, this... It's just this weird... It's not even a montage. It's just her running through the snow for, like... a Lord of the Rings amount of time. And She knocks on Jude Law's door and goes in, and she's like, Graham, Graham. And she walks in, and Jude Law stands up, and he's like, you see him like wipe a tear, like really obviously from his face. And I like, it was like 4 a.m. and I lost it because I thought that was so laughably dumb.
Dude, you should
have. He's like,
I think your mistake was that you picked up from where you left off. You should have just restarted the whole movie, and you would have appreciated that scene a lot more. That's the thing with rom-coms, is they have to suck you in if they're just like dog
movies. It's not that good. That movie thinks...
They're just like dog movies. You have to put something aside and watch the whole
thing. Oh, they're just like dog movies.
That's what I'm telling you, because...
Not all rom-coms.
We have made it through these dog movies.
I'll say The Holiday is like a dog movie in that it's not good.
That's not good.
Also, that movie thinks girls dancing around like in their pajamas is funny. There's like multiple scenes in that movie where... They like get up and they're like, it's like, this is fun because I'm rocking out in bed.
That's a typical rom-com thing.
No.
Have you seen a Hallmark movie?
I would never.
We're going to change the podcast into the Hallmark
movie. Oh my gosh. Does that exist?
I don't know if it does, but.
In another world, that's what we did.
In
the dimension where we were girls. Like we would do the Hallmark movies.
Hallmark critique.
And we would have had a better time. Yeah. It's like in the DC universe, there's like the Supergirl and Batwoman like planet where it's like all the Justice League are girls. That's the world where
we're. What about Wonder Woman? Is it Wonder Man?
I think it's still just Wonder Woman.
Wonder Bread.
Or she's not Wonder Bread.
Anyway. What?
Like Bread Box. Remember Bread Box?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Anyways, so, The Holiday. It's not that great. It's a solid 5 out of 10.
No, I'm telling you, John.
It's 2 out of 3. My mom calls it a clothes folding movie. It's not something you get super wrapped in, but you can just have it on.
That's not a bad term for it. I guess what I'm saying is, when I said it's just like a dog movie, is you have to have watched
the whole thing through, or it sucks.
Or it's just going to be trash.
I think that's a sign of a bad movie.
Yeah, you're right. And how many movies can you tune into the third act and be okay with it?
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Good movies.
Just like you said, good movies. We mentioned this a few weeks ago about Star Wars movies. Every third act I'm okay with in all the Star Wars movies. But like if you tune into a third act of a movie and it's just trash, what is it? Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1? Not that good. Actually, any of the Twilight's third acts. They don't make sense to me. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. I'll give those a rewatch and let you know.
The Prestige, I don't even know where the acts begin in that movie.
It's very simply laid out.
Oh, you're right. You're very right.
The Prestige is about the acts, John.
You're right. I forgot all about that. If you tune into that third act without seeing it, you'd be like, what is this?
True.
But if it was just on, I'd watch the whole thing.
See, Back to the Future, third act, great.
You're right.
You even have to know what's going on. I think that when you write a movie, or maybe even books, if you can like just flip in partway through and just start reading from there or watching it from there, and it still holds up, I think that's a sign of a good book
movie. In my novel writing class...
Not that I would flip halfway into a book and start reading it like that, because that sounds weird.
Yeah. In my novel writing class, we worked on first pages and first chapters recently, and she said, just start in the middle of a scene. Like, the book doesn't have to start, this is my life, and this is the beginning of my day, and here we go.
Yeah.
She's like, just start, first page, start in the middle of a conversation. Just give that a try. And I'm like, huh, interesting.
Not bad.
Think of Inception. You know, Inception just like straight up starts. They're in the and that's the point of Inception is that you never know the beginning of your dream. But the movie just starts. They're just having a conversation in some Asian castle.
Yeah, that's true.
Dang, that movie's great. Anyways,
you know what? One movie was
a better movie.
Better movie. Air Bud Spikes Back. Yeah. It's got everything. It's got the Air Bud music theme.
It does.
The heroic triumphant. Here comes the dog.
How does it go again?
No, I don't even care.
Boom, 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 boom. Dude, that was me and being Jack Black in The Holiday. He literally does that at one point because he's a film score writer.
It's pretty cool. That's actually, I'm telling you, it's not that bad of a movie. It's one of the better ones.
But, and he's like, two notes, you got a villain theme. Anyways. It's not that bad.
Let's see.
Air Bud, orange peel, moves. Air Bud, he's good at volleyball. However, that doesn't happen till like the last 30 minutes of the movie.
It never happens. And like, just.
He doesn't play all that much. Play like two games.
We've said it before. We'll say it again. We said it five times.
The villains.
These movies are better without the villains. And yeah. The villains this time were trying to steal a high-end diamond that the museum had and that was guarded by.
Here's losers. What I'm going to say. I said it to Jake. This little town they're in has wasted their taxpayer dollars by investing money to import a very expensive diamond to a local museum in the middle of nowhere.
A better Air Bud movie would be no villains, except that the enemy team that they're playing, whatever sport, also has a dog.
Yeah.
And then Air Bud and that dog fall in love and they have kids.
That already happened in two.
No. Air Bud can do whatever he wants, you know? That dog hasn't been around since 2. So, what are we going to do?
Maybe it's like the X-Men universe. It only makes sense if you take into account the movie previous.
Yep, exactly. Not the ones before, just this one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Air Bud, he goes... What about Air Bud playing college, you know? And some other college...
Goes to Josh?
Has a... Yeah, he goes back to Josh to try some football.
Has a cat.
The other college has a cat. Exactly. They have like a trained cougar. And
what sport could a house cat
hockey?
What sport could a house cat conceivably play?
None, because house cats are trash.
No, but seriously, I want to know. It could be theater, high school drama.
No, that's a really interesting question.
And it's Macbeth. Yeah, it's Macbeth, and Bud put McBud.
McBud.
Bud plays Macbeth and the cat plays Macduff.
Oh, there it is.
McBud and Mick. What could be a cat? Mick.
Whiskers? That's like the shadow?
No. I like it though. We call it Air Bud 6.
See that
McBud.
That's not a bad idea, but I.
And Josh is Banquo.
More toward the other. another dog. Just another dog. Maybe the dog slashes him like Scar and Lion King.
No, here we go. A dog is Macduff. Air Bud plays Macduff. The bad dog plays Macbeth, because at the end of Macbeth, Macduff beheads Macbeth. But in the play, Bud scratches this dog by accident, but the dog swears vengeance. So in the next movie,
The Revenge of Macbeth.
And it's fencing.
It's Air Bud 6 Part 2.
It's another Shakespeare thing. It's Hamlet.
No, because they did the play. It's got to be some other shtick.
It's got to be.
It's got to be some other shtick. Maybe ballet? Water polo.
Water polo? Ballet. No,
marching band.
Look at... No, that's the worst of all.
JK.
No, I think water polo is good, because can't you imagine a little dog with one of those water polo caps?
It looks just perfect. Swimming. They just swim.
Oh, just
swim.
Doggy paddling.
It's called
Air Bud Doggy Paddle.
Air Bud swims. Air Bud Doggy Paddle. That's not bad. Air Bud 6 Part 2 Doggy Paddle.
They're trying to drown each other, the two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But then they fall in love, like you said.
But they're both boys. PC gone mad. PC gone good.
Good.
Air Bud's big. Full time. 2020, dogs can be whatever they want.
John. Yeah, they can, I guess. It's like when Leslie Knope married those two penguins.
Absolutely. I don't even know. Like, they win the volleyball match in the end.
Yeah.
And they go to some pro game
the
and
same
thing.
I'm trying to think of the kid, though. The little kid.
This is the best part of the
whole movie. She has a little brother.
Go on. Noah.
Who's just so cute.
He was a baby before, and now he's grown up, and we love him to death. He loves ice cream. Get him all the ice cream he wants.
Yeah, he wins a dog, like, obstacle. Of course, Buddy would win the... Like, what a normal dog can do, Buddy excels at.
All I'm saying is...
All the other dumb idiot dogs.
If you're living in this town, and you're competing against a dog, I think Buddy
Disqualified.
But he's disqualified. He wins freaking everything.
He wins human sports. He's not playing nice with these other idiot dogs.
Oh, I wonder if Buddy just like looks at their dogs and like freaking
amateurs.
The way that what's his face looks at Max in Extremely Goofy Movie.
What's his name? Chad Uppercrust the Third?
Yeah. Nathaniel
Freshman.
Fresh. I think I've brought him up before on this.
We've talked to him.
Because
Towel Boy.
The Towel Boy. Oh,
that movie's great.
Yeah. Anyway.
In the freaking like Beatnik Lounge.
What a good time. Anyway. Yeah,
Kid's cute. Hey, but he wins a year's supply of free ice cream.
So he goes every day.
Every day he goes and gets ice cream. And like the stalkers, like the Golden State Killer, like Travis. the villains just find out the pattern and steal the dog to get their diamond. To steal the diamond from a laser room.
It's not that good a movie, you guys.
But the kid was cute.
John, hot dog or dog on it?
Dog on it.
Dog on it. Crap sandwich, here we go.
But the name drop for Josh.
The name drop for Josh and Noah are the good part.
The good part.
Everything else is trash.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a rinse, recycle. Seriously, Air Bud movies are just Mad Libs with different character names and the different sport.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Search, find and replace.
Yeah. So
we need, okay, so, but next week we're going to do Air Buddies, the first Air Buddies.
Air Buddies or a couple of the Air Buddies. Just I think one. We should each watch a different Air Buddies.
I've already seen the first one, and I've seen Santa Paws.
Well, we watched Santa Paws together.
It's spooky season. Oh, no, it's September.
All I'm saying is we can each watch a different Air Buddies and just make it some Air Buddies spectacular. How many Air Buddies can you watch for free?
I don't know.
I guess just, that's your homework, John, on top of your schoolwork.
I'm swamped.
Just write an email to your teacher and explain to them that you have a prior commitment.
I do a podcast, okay?
I do a podcast. I have to watch these dog movies. You're going to have to cut me some slack on these assignments.
Yeah.
And when they don't believe you, just send them a link. We're 53 episodes deep.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Thanks for listening. In case you didn't hear it, dog news, you can be a part of the podcast by dropping us a voice recording of you doing an article for dog news. 30, 40 seconds long. Send it to us in an email at caninecritique.com.
Put it in.
Wait, caninecritique@gmail.com.
Yeah.
There it is. You know where to find us. Thanks again to Elijah David Webb for the music. You're always in our hearts and I guess in our ears.
Be in my heart, just mine, not Jake's.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. Got you in the doghouse next week. Time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.